He says, I haven't asked you. He says, why are you taking this trip? He says, oh, mostly for my health, I guess. He says, I need a little fresh air. He says, by the way, he says, do you know anybody by the name of Prince Ahmed? Well, the name seems familiar, yes. He says, have you ever heard of anyone called Yakara? Oh, I've heard of the name. He says, I don't know just where now. And the captain began to eye him very suspicious-like. He says, have you ever heard of anyone named Oyama? He says, no, I don't believe I have. He says, well, he says, don't worry about it, anything. He says, it'll be all right. It was several days later after Jackie and Skeeter were helping. As they had finished up their work and Tom was on deck, sitting on a coil of rope, and looking down port side, he saw the fellow he saw before in the white tunic and the turban, and he was starting to walk up towards Tom. And finally, when he got close enough, he says, good evening. Tom says, hello. He says, I don't believe we've met. Tom says, no, I don't suppose we have. He says, my name is Oyama. Tom says, my name is Tom Dawson. He says, the boys, he says, Jackie Anderson and Skeeter Hoyt, he says, they might say they were stowaways. Ah, he says, how fortunate they have someone to look after them like you. Tom says, well, thank you. He says, you taking this trip for your health? Tom says, you might say that. He says, sometimes the sea air is very unhealthy. Tom kind of smiled. He said, well, that all depends. He says, I see you what they call a cowboy. Tom says, you might say that, yes. Finally, he pulled his tunic back on both sides, and he also had a belt on, but they weren't guns. They were knives. He pulled one of them out and plucked the hair from under his turban and sliced it. He says, I keep my knives very sharp. He says, cowboy, he says, I take it that you're a man of action, a man who's willing to take a risk and likes competition. Is that correct? He says, you might say that. He says, Mr. Dawson, was it? He says, you have guns. I have knives. He says, would you care to challenge me? He says, that I can beat you throwing a knife faster than you can pull your gun and fire. Tom says, well, he said, I see you hesitate. He says, maybe your heart isn't as strong as your mind. I says, all right, if you put it that way. He says, sure. He says, sure. He says, all right. He says, I'll tell you what we will do. The captain was up on the deck. He says, Captain, he says, you have an ace of hearts? Oh, he says, I think so. He says, could I borrow it, please? The captain went inside and got a deck of cards and took the ace of hearts out, dropped it down to him. Oyama tacked it on the mast. He says, we'll take 30 paces. And he looked around, he says, sailor, he says, give us the countdown. And many sailors were around because they heard most of it. He says, all right. They took 30 paces. And they were supposed to turn. Oyama had the knives in his hand already. He didn't have to draw his knife. Tama had to go and draw his knife. That was the rules set up. So as they, one, two, three, and took 30 paces, and the seaman says, go. They took 30 paces, turned. Tom took both guns and fired. So did Oyama throw his knives. And when everything cleared and everybody looked, there was a knife dead center in the ace of hearts. When they rushed up, they didn't find any bullet holes in it. Oyama smiled. He says, "Well, Mr. Cowboy," he said, "you don't do too well with your guns." He said, "It isn't that I don't do too well with my guns, it's that you do so much better with your knives." "Thank you, you're very kind." He says, "I just want to warn you." He says, "And always remember that I'm faster than your guns." Tom says, "I'll remember that." And finally, when everybody left, Skeeter said, "Tom," he said, "you never, what happened?" Tom says, "Shh." He says, "We're playing a little game of cat and mouse." Jackie and Skeeter had witnessed the match between Oyama and Tom. And of course, Jackie and Skeeter were quite disappointed. He said, "Tom," he said, "what happened?" "Shh." He said, "We're playing a little game of cat and mouse." He said, "Well, I don't see any cat or mice." He says, "Never mind." He says, "Next time you see Oyama around," he says, "take a look at his handle, the one on the left." He said, "You'll find a nick in it." Jackie says, "You mean, Tom," he says, "you could shoot while that handle was in, while the knife was in air and you chipped it?" He said, "Exactly." He said, "But why didn't you hit the target?" He says, "You see, Jackie," he says, "you have to give them enough rope," he said, "to tell you can find out what they're up to." He said, "Give them, what are they going to do with the rope?" "Never mind." He says, "Oyama is up to something." And he says, "If I can keep him proud and off guard," he says, "we might learn more." He says, "You boys," he said, "I'm going to see if the captain will give you free rein, maybe even help Ralph or something where you have more of a range around the ship." He says, "I want you to find out what Oyama's doing aboard ship." He says, "I have a sneaking suspicion that Oyama is a very good friend of Yakara." Skeeter says, "Hey, Tom, and the captain too." He said, "I'm not so sure about the captain." He says, "The captain has something I would suspect aboard that belongs to Oyama, and Oyama is delivering it to Yakara." He says, "Now keep this under your hat." Ski said, "I don't have a hat." He says, "Never mind those things." He says, "Jackie," he says, "keep your ears and eyes open." So the next few days, every time Oyama would meet Tom, especially in the evening, he says, "Well, Cowboy, you've been practicing with the guns?" He says, "No, I don't have too much of an opportunity for that anymore." He said, "Would you like another match?" Tom laughed. He said, "Oh, no, no, sir, thank you." He says, "Being beaten once like that," he said, "that's enough for me." He said, "And you remember, Oyama is the best knife thrower in the whole desert." He says, I believe that." He says, "I suppose you throw better than Yakara." "I throw better than who?" He says, "Yakara." "You know Yakara?" He says, "Could be." He says, "Maybe we have the same friend. Maybe the same friend in common, huh?" Tom says, "Could be." He says, "Are you going to go visit him?" He says, "He says, you're a friend of his?" He says, "Are you on your way to visit him?" He says, "Well, you might say that, yes." He says, "That's strange." He says, "Yakara never said anything about you." Tom knew exactly that's what he wanted him to say. He says, "Well, I assume then you are a friend of Yakara's." "Oh," he says, "yes, yes, we are. We are friends." Tom says, "Well," he says, "maybe we'll see each other." Oyama smiled. He says, "Of course, of course." He says, "We must become better acquainted." Tom says, "Yes, we'll have to do that." That evening, Jackie and Skeeter got together down at the other end of the boat, and Jackie and Skeeter always gave the information what they found. Skeeter never found much of anything, but Jackie always had a few little things that he could tell Tom, and Tom told him what he found out. He says, "Jackie," he says, "when you take the food to the captain," he says, "sometimes Ralph is too busy," he says, "ask Ralph if you can take the captain his lunch or his dinner or anything." He says, "If you look on the north wall," he says, "you'll find keys up there." Jack says, "Yeah, I know it." He said, "Is there any way that you could borrow one of those keys for, say, an hour or so?" said, you mean just take it, Tom? He says, no, no. He says, I'll look around for an old key somewhere. He said, there must be keys around just laying around that aren't any good. He says, I want you to take that one and replace another one. So when he looks up there, he'll know that it's still there. He said, Tom, you're too smart. He said, you think of everything. He said, just keep this under your hat. He says, I want you to take the key. What am I going to do with it? He says, when you get the key, you come to me. He says, I'll stand guard. He says, I want you to go down into the hold. He says, evidently the doors will be locked. Use the key. He says, what I want you to do is find out what Oyama is shipping to Yakara. Chaka says, yeah. He said, but what if I get caught, Tom? He says, well, let's worry about that. He says, I'll be nearby, so if anything happens, he says, I'll be there to help you. Skeeter, you stay out of this. So it happened that the next day, Jackie asked Ralph. Ralph was very busy, and he appreciated the fact that Jackie was willing to take the captain his lunch. So Jackie knocked at the door. Come in, come in. He says, oh, Jackie, it's you. He says, how are things going, Jackie? He says, oh, just fine, sir. He says, I'm working hard. He says, I don't want to walk the plank. The captain laughed. He says, oh, I don't think you'd have to do that. Jackie looked up at the key rack, and sure enough, there was the one that Tom mentioned to him. As the captain turned his back, Jackie reached up and took an old rusty key that he had found and polished up and hung it up there and took the other one in his pocket. Jackie said, do you want me to come after the tray later on, sir? He says, if you're busy now. He says, yes, why don't you do that, Jackie? He said, I've got to do some chart plotting here. He says, you know, it's only a few weeks or a few days away. He says, we'll be docking at Safari. Jackie said, just a few days? Oh, he says, well, five or six. He says, you mean we're almost to the place where we're going? He said, I'm at the place where I'm going. He says, after we land. Jackie says, yes, sir. He says, I'll be back. He saw Tom. He says, Tom, I've got it. He says, all right, Jackie. He says, I'll be up here on deck. He says, make sure no one sees you if possible. If somebody sees you, pretend you're on an errand, because most of the sailors know that you're on duty and you're helping out. So if somebody asks you, you're going to have to think fast. He says, you're going down after a broom, you're going down to see about some repairs, or you're going to have to use your mind fast. Jack says, okay, Tom. He says, if I can't talk myself out of it, he says, you'll hear me screaming. Tom laughed. He says, I'll be there. Jackie started down. Few of the sailors looked over that way and saw him disappear. Finally, he went down to the first deck below. Some of the sailors who were sleeping during the day and were on guard, were on duty during the night, were snoring. Jackie went down into the stern, going way down low into the hold. As he was going down, he heard footsteps. Jackie hid behind the steps, and then they disappeared. He reached into his pocket for the key, went over to the last door, the one that Tom told him about, that's probably where the heavy merchandise would be stored. He took this key, and there was a big, heavy lock. He turned it and jiggled it, and finally it snapped open. He took the lock off the latch, pushed the door open, and walked inside. And there he saw box after box after box, and keg after keg after keg. Jackie looked and says, holy smokes. He went over to one of the boxes, pried one of the lids off, and sure enough, just as he suspected, guns. Jackie knew where they were going, to Yakara, to be used against Prince Ahmed, and all the gunpowder and the fuses coiled up in big piles. Jackie looked around. This is what Tom wanted to know. Now it began to all make sense. The captain was hauling a cargo for Oyama to take over to Yakara to be used against Prince Ahmed. Jackie quickly went out, reached into his pocket and got a wad of paper and stuck it into the lock and then pushed it shut. He knew it wouldn't lock because he knew maybe they wouldn't want to get back. On his way up, Jackie was whistling, and some of the sailors saw him, but they didn't pay any attention to him. And finally, Tom says, Jackie, he says, everything's just as you thought, Tom. He says, I'll see you later. He says, I want to return the key. He says, okay, I'll see you later. He went back up, knocked at the door, come in. Jackie says, I'm a little early. He says, you want me to take the tray? He says, just in time. I just finished it up. As Jackie began to pick up the tray, he took his elbow and knocked over a cup right in front of the captain. The captain said, Jackie! He says, all right, maybe it was my fault. He reached over and picked it up. And just as he picked it up, Jackie reached in and grabbed the other key and put the other one up. He said, no, sir. He says, it's my fault. He said, should I get a mop and mop it up? And he said, no, it's nothing at all. He said, I just finished plotting the course. He says, take the tray, Jackie. Thank you, sir. And he left. Tom was waiting down the steps from the deck. He pulled him over behind a coil of rope. He says, what'd you find out, Jackie? He says, Tom, he says, you won't believe it. He says, there's guns. He says, there's guns all over the place in big boxes. And he says, powder kegs and fuses and everything. He says, that's what I thought. He says, Tom, he says, Oyama's taking this to Yakara, isn't he? He said, I'm afraid so. He says, to be used against Prince Ahmed. I'm afraid so. He says, what are we going to do, Tom? He says, how much fuse was there? Oh, he says, long coils of it, Tom. I says, how much, really? He said, well, a coil this big, and it was about that round, and it must have at least 100 rounds, round and round. Tom thought a while. He said, that should last at least 2 hours. Jackie said, what do you mean, Tom? He said, look, Jackie, this is probably the only way we're going to get out of this, or to save Prince Ahmed. He says, we've got to find the exact time the captain plans to dock the boat. He says, just before he docks, he says, either I or you or Skeeter or one of us will have to sneak down, light the fuse. He says, if what you say is true, it should take anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours for the fuse to get to the gunpowder. Check this, Tom, he says, you mean blow the ship up? He says, yes. He says, most of the sailors will be on shore leave. He says, in fact, there may not be anybody here for all we know. And he says, if that's the case, he says, the better. He says, but we've got to destroy the guns and the gunpowder. So the captain had told Jackie that they planned to dock if things went correctly on safari in several days. And Jackie kept his eyes and ears, and so did Skeeter, open. This was the next day. Jackie was bringing up, because he always liked to bring up the captain's tray, because he figured he might pick up bits of information. So on this particular day, he saw Oyama enter the cabin. He was coming up the opposite way up the steps. When he got to the door, he stopped, and he heard voices. He heard Oyama saying, well, Captain, he said, we're going to make this well worth your while. He says, Yakara will be very pleased and happy that you delivered the guns and the ammunition safely. Captain says, I just hope he keeps his end of the bargain. He will. He promised to pay you exactly what he said, and he says, it'll be there. He says, I hope so. He says, I'm taking a very, very strong risk here delivering this. Oyama laughed. He says, you have nothing to worry about, nothing. Just then the captain looked over towards the window and he saw Jackie standing out there, and he opened the door. He says, Jackie, what do you want? Oh, sir, I'm just bringing your tray. He said, oh, come in. Oyama smiled. He says, I will be leaving now. He says, should we say that we will be in port, say at 12 noon, day after tomorrow, Captain? He says, yes. He says, we should make it exactly at noon. He says, very well, I shall inform my client that the goods will be delivered on time. Yes, you can do that. Oyama left. Jackie waited around. He says, you want me to wait, Captain? He says, if you want to. He says, Captain, he says, are we docking day after tomorrow at noon? He says, yes. He says, I think so. And finally, the captain was talking to Jackie for quite a while, and Jackie saw Tom through the window, and he says, "Well, I'll come back for your tray a little later on." And Jackie left. When he met Tom down on deck, he pulled him over to the side so no one could see. He said, "Tom," he says, "I've got the exact time." He says, "Day after tomorrow at 12. Tom says, "Yes." He said, "That means that we're going to have to get there sometimes in the morning." He says, "At least an hour or two before we dock." He says, "Jackie," he says, "I'll have to get the key again." Jackie says, "You don't have to get the key, Tom." He says, "What do you mean?" He said, "I stuffed the lock with paper." He said, "It looks like it's locked, but it isn't." He says, "You just pull on it and it comes open." Tom laughed. He says, "You genius, you." Jackie said, "Thank you, Tom." He says, "All right." He says, "Jackie, this is going to be my department now." He says, "You stay out of this." He says, "All I want you to keep your eyes and ears open for is to see if there's a change in time." He says, "In the meantime," he says, "I've got to do some homework." He says, "I've got to figure out how long it takes a foot of fuse to burn." And he says, "I'll figure it down to the minute." Finally, he says, "Have you seen Skeeter?" Jack says, "No." He says, "He's down in the kitchen working," he said, "in the galley." Tom laughed. He says, "Well, those pots and pans should be pretty clean by now." So that evening when they were out on deck, Skeeter was there with them and Jackie, and sure enough, at the stern end of the boat, they saw Oyama. Oyama came up to him again. He says, "Well, Captain," he says, "tomorrow noon," he said, "we will be bidding farewell to each other." He says, "We may see our friend, our mutual friend," and he says, "we may see each other then." Tom says, "That's right." He says, "You might." He says, "You never did tell me just who you're coming to see." He says, "Well, I don't remember ever saying." He said, "I think I said I was on this trip for my health." Oyama looked at him. He says, "It depends all on who you see around here, just how good your health's going to be." Tom says, "Well," he said, "that'll have to be seen, won't it?" Tom and the boys left, but Tom knew what Oyama meant, that things weren't going to be too healthy for him if they ever found out that Tom was coming to help Prince Ahmed, and he didn't intend to tell them that he was coming. The next morning, this was the big day for Tom. He told Jackie and Skeeter, he says, "You boys go about your business," he says, "as usual." He says, "About 10:30, the boat should be pulling in." He says, "It'll take at least an hour to get the sails down and get the boat up to the dock and secured." He says, "We'll have about 30 minutes from the time it's secured until we leave the boat." He says, "I'll have it timed. I'll have it worked out like that." He said, "Tom," he says, "suppose it blows up before." He says, "I plan to have that figured out, Skeeter." He says, "It might happen, but I don't have it figured that way." So the next morning, Jackie and Skeeter, of course, were trying to go about their business as usual, but they were very nervous. In fact, Jackie dropped a tray or two on the way. Skeeter was scrubbing pots and pans that he'd done once before. And had anyone noticed, they would notice that the boys were very nervous, but not as nervous as Tom was. He knew that this had to be done exactly right. He had studied pieces of fuses and burned them and timed them. And finally, it was about 9:30 when he looked at Jackie. He says, "Jackie," he says, "keep on going like you are." He says, "I'm going down into the hold." He says, "I'm going to light the fuse," he says, "in about a half an hour." He says, "It should last up until exactly 12 o'clock. He says, "Okay, Tom." He says, "Don't make any mistakes." He says, "Well, I plan not to." The rest of the morning, Jackie didn't see Tom until he had come up from the hold. He had lit the fuse. He had locked the door. This time he took the paper out of the lock so that they had to have a key to get in. So if they smelled smoke or something, they couldn't get in there in time. Tom came up on deck and tried to look very casual. He saw the captain. He says, "Oh," he says, "good morning, Captain." He says, "How are things going? Will we make it on time?" He says, "When I say we dock at 12 noon, we will dock at 12 noon. Tom says, does that mean secured? He says, that means secured. He says, you're awful anxious, Tom. He says, well, he says, I'm anxious to get off the boat. He says, you know my sea legs. He says, it's kind of be nice to see what land's like. He said, and I have a few friends I want to see. He said, we'll get our things packed. He says, will we be getting off board by 11:30? He says, I hope to have everybody off 11:30. He says, I want to get my land legs back too. Tom and the boys hurried down. They got their stuff packed. And Tom looked at his watch. And his pocket watch. And he says, well, boys, he says, it's 11 o'clock. They got up on deck. Some of the sailors were working hard. And just a few yards down, they saw the dock. The sails were being lowered so the ship would come in easily. Tom was worried, and he kept looking at his watch. It was 11:30. Skeeter was getting very anxious. He said, Tom, he said, they hadn't lowered the gangplank. Tom tried to look very casual. He says, well, Captain, he says, you said 12 o'clock sharp, or 12 o'clock sharp, we'll be off ship. He says, you're running a little late, aren't you? He says, a little bit. He says, well, he says, would you like to make a side bet? He says, I don't think you'll make it. He says, what do you mean? He says, I don't think you'll make it by, well, 11:45. Oh, he says, you're throwing your money away. He says, all right, $10 you don't. He says, I like a little side bet. He says, all right, that's a bet. Tom gave him the money. He says, you hold it. He said, but don't remember, I'll come back for my share if you lose. Tom knew that if he lost, nobody would be coming back for it. He says, don't worry. He says, don't bother about coming back. He says, you lost already. The captain...